It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Tonight's foreign policy debate could also be an economic debate.
Make it a working lunch. Listen to the Marketplace Midday Update podcast for the day's top business headlines. Subscribe on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. President Obama and Mitt Romney meet in Florida tonight for the final presidential debate of this election. The topic is foreign policy. But as Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports, that means the economy is likely to play a starring role.
Expect another tough exchange on how the Obama administration handled security leading up to the deadly attacks on Americans in Libya, Iran, Afghanistan, Iraq, and terrorism are sure to come up. Apart from that, look for the candidates to boil most issues down to economics. China may again stand accused of currency manipulation, but Council on Foreign Relations senior fellow Sebastian Mallaby says things are already changing.
Partly in response to pressure from the United States, the Chinese have changed their policy and they've allowed their currency to get stronger. And sure enough, their trade surplus has come down a lot.
The challenge for both candidates is to connect foreign policy challenges like defense, trade, and the euro crisis to pocketbook issues voters care about. But Mallaby says not to expect any fireworks on stage to move traders.
The markets are smart enough to realize that what people say in a debate and what they actually do when they get into office may not be the same thing.
In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
The British oil company BP looks likely to sell off its stake in a joint venture with the state-run Russian oil company Rosneft. The deal would make Rosneft a bigger oil producer than every Middle Eastern country except Saudi Arabia. Reporter Peter Van Dyke is with us from Moscow now with the details. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's in it for BP if this deal goes through?
Well, BP had to get out of its joint venture with its Russian partners in TNK-BP. That relationship had collapsed. And by selling out to Rosneft, it's going to get a stake in Rosneft, the Russian state oil company. That stake between 10 and 20%, it looks like, could be towards the high side of that. And that will give it significant production out of Russia, which is something that was very important to BP through TNK-BP.
Why would BP rather have a stake, though, in the company than be part of a joint venture with the company?
Because of the experience that BP has had and other Western companies have had in joint ventures in Russia, it's notoriously difficult. And even having 50% of TNK-BP, that relationship fractured over the years and it just didn't work. So this way, BP stays in Russia but has a relationship that hopefully will work better, although there's no guarantees of that.
All right, well, what about the other side? Why is Rosneft interested in doing this?
Well, this fulfills a long-term ambition of Igor Sechin, the head of Rosneft, who's a very close ally of President Vladimir Putin, to create a Russian global oil major. And by taking over, it almost doubles the amount of production that Rosneft has, taking over all of TNK-BP, because they're also going to buy out the Russian partners of that. And it really turns Rosneft into a global player with something like 4.4 million barrels per day of oil equivalent.
Reporter Peter Van Dyke covering the story for us in Moscow. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mostly higher in global trading this morning, up 0.7% in Hong Kong, 0.2% higher right now in Paris. The genealogy website Ancestry.com has agreed to be taken over by a private equity firm for $1.6 billion. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow lost 205 points, about 1.5%, to end the week at 13,343.
Get Marketplace's top headlines, podcasts, and special features delivered right to your inbox each day. Subscribe to the Midday Update newsletter at marketplace.org.
4 years ago, right now, the world's financial institutions were in chaos, and we were all getting used to the phrase, too big to fail. Well, today, regulators are still trying to figure out exactly what that phrase means. The new U.S. Financial Risk Council, which was created under the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform Bill, is apparently close to deciding that Prudential Financial is too big to fail, or as the regulators like to say, systemically important. And if it is, well, here's Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith.
So first things first, what does it mean if a company is systemically important?
Well, you have to be incredibly successful because you have to be big and interconnected.
Make that a little too big and interconnected, says Justin Wolfers, a professor of economics and public policy at the University of Michigan.
It means they're so big and their financial transactions are so interconnected with other firms that if they went belly up, it could possibly cause some kind of financial crisis.
Looking at the systemic importance of companies is part of the Dodd-Frank Financial Reform Act, a response to the financial crash. A federal council was created to watch for companies that could be the next Lehman Brothers or AIG. Lawrence White is an economist at the NYU Stern School of Business. He says the financial crisis showed us
just how fragile our financial system had become and how systemic roughly a dozen financial institutions had become.
If regulators decide a company is a systemic risk, the government would get very interested in everything about it. Management decisions could be closely watched. A company might have to keep more cash on hand or might not be able to increase its debt, affecting payments to shareholders. Matt Slaughter is with Dartmouth's Tuck School of Business. He says deciding which companies pose a systemic risk and what to do about it is very new territory. And there are still very basic questions.
The challenge is in the details of how you designate an institution as potentially systemically risky and what that means for its actual operations and oversight.
So far, no company has been declared systemically important. But along with Prudential, AIG, MetLife, and General Electric's financial arm are under review. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
And finally, to a job opening in the UK. The Queen is looking for a housekeeper. According to the Telegraph newspaper, it involves the cleaning, presentation, and upkeep of all Buckingham Palace bedrooms, state apartments, staircases, corridors, offices, bathrooms, washrooms, showers, and cloakrooms. The job pays just $25,000 a year. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.